Title, Foundation. Foundation and Empire, Second Foundation. Author, Isaac Asimov. Part number 8. Part title, Star's End. Encyclopedia Galactica 116th edition. Entry. Daryl. Arcady. Born the year 362 Foundation era. Died the year 443 Foundation era. Although primarily a writer of fiction, Arcady Daryl is best known for the biography of her grandmother, Beta Daryl. It has for centuries served as a primary source of information concerning the rise and fall of the Mule and the resurgence of the Foundation.
The Future of Selden's Plan by A. Daryl. The Foundation's past history is, I am sure, well known to all of us who have had the good fortune to be educated in our planet's efficient and well-staffed school system. That's good for 5 credit marks from old Erling for a start. Through our possession of the physical science of the Empire, we of the Foundation were able to withstand the attacks of the barbarous kingdoms around the periphery, and eventually to subdue them. It seemed nothing could stop the workings of Selden's plan. Every crisis came at its appropriate time and was solved. Then, with the last remnants of the dead First Empire gone, and with only ineffectual warlords ruling over the splinters and remnants of the decayed Colossus, there came the Mule. Oh! What are you doing spying on a lady in her bedroom?
Will you let me in, please?
I am not the kind of girl who lets strange men into her bedroom via the window, even via the door. And you can't force a window, it's got a protective screen, keyed only to the occupants of this house.
One of whom is Dr. Daryl, am I right?
Why should I tell you? Oh, if you jump off, young man, I shall raise the alarm.
What do you want me to do?
You'd better come in. Dr. Daryl does live here. I'll turn the screen off.
Well, you are risking your character and reputation, aren't you?
No, you are. If anyone comes, I'll shout and yell, and so you forced your way in.
And the deactivated protective screen?
Easy, there isn't one.
How old are you?
Don't be impertinent. Oh, don't leave now. My father's expecting you.
Huh?
Actually, I'm not supposed to know about it.
That seems a forlorn hope on the part of your father. But how do you know he's expecting me?
He was secretive. You're secretive, it's obvious.
Really? And if you're wrong, and he's not expecting me, but someone else?
Then at the slightest move, I'll hit you with my ballpark club, which is under my bed.
As we're being so friendly, may I introduce myself? I'm Pelias Anthor.
And I am Arcady Daryl.
Good. Now, perhaps you'd kindly
Arcadia,
take me...
Arcadia, will you... Oh, who are you, sir?
Dr. Daryl, I'm Pelias Anthor. You're expecting me, so your daughter says...
So my daughter says. Oh, will you come with me, please, and... Oh, Arcadia, you seem to have left the transcriber running. Arcadia, it strikes me that a young lady should not be so impertinent to older men.
Well, why was he looking through my window? A young lady has a right to some privacy.
Then you should never have let him in at all. You should have called me immediately. Especially as you knew I was expecting him.
Anyway, I wouldn't see him at all, stupid man.
Arcadia.
He'll give the whole game away if he keeps on going to windows instead of doors.
What game are you referring to, young lady?
Combating the Second Foundation, that's what.
You have reached the end of your theoretical studies. The time has come for your initiation into the practical workings of the plan.
Yes, Guardian.
Now, study the wall. There you can see the plan in its entirety. A finished work of art, is it not?
Yes, Guardian.
Wrong. It is not finished. That is the first lesson you must unlearn. The Selden plan was neither complete nor correct. It was merely the best that could be done at the time. Generations of our people have studied the equations, worked on them, and improved them. Before you are admitted to the guardianship, you too will have to make an original contribution to the plan. Now, tell me the aim of the plan.
To establish a human civilization based on an entirely different orientation from anything which has ever existed before.
What is this orientation to be?
A civilization based on mental science. In all the history of mankind, advances have been made primarily in physical technology. The capacity to control an inanimate world. Control of self and of society has been left either to chance or to intuitive ethical systems based on inspiration and emotion. The result is that no culture has ever existed of greater stability than 55%, and even these have only existed as the result of great human misery.
Why should not this desired civilization, based on mental science, come about spontaneously, without the plan?
The benefits to be derived from mental science are not perceived by most human beings, because although they are longer lasting than any physical benefits, they are more subtle and less apparent. Therefore, a spontaneous orientation around the mental sciences would at best lead to a benevolent dictatorship by the few who could perceive its benefits. Virtually a higher subdivision of mankind. This would be resented by the majority, and could therefore not be stable without the application of force, which would depress the mass of mankind to the brute level.
The solution?
The solution is the Selden Plan. Conditions have been so arranged that in another 650 years, a millennium after the plan's inception, a second galactic empire will have been established by the First Foundation. At that time, the Second Foundation will be able to reveal itself and provide the leadership of mental science.
And why is it necessary that the existence of the Second Foundation should be hidden?
Because the First Foundation is still in a very early stage of its development. Still at a stage where its population would resent a ruling class of psychologists and would, in fact, fear its development and fight against it.
Good. Now, to begin your practical study of the plan, I want you to consider that area there. The contemporary situation with a brief projection into the future. You see the situation on the First Foundation?
Yes, Guardian. Potentially critical.
It is indeed. You will see there and there that we have already taken limited action. Your problem will be to study the effects of this action and to formulate further actions which may be possible and necessary.
Guardian, this is dangerous.
Yes, we have considered other, less definite actions. And the equations clearly showed they would not achieve our aim. So we are left with this one course of action. Do not worry. You will not be alone. I shall be supervising your supervision of them.
May I introduce Dr. Pelias Anthor of the Kleis Laboratory? He was the late Dr. Kleis's chief assistant. Dr. Anthor, this is the Emeritus Professor of Physics at the University, Elvet Semik.
How do you do?
Joel Turbor, the well-known physicaster and commentator.
My pleasure.
And last, but not least, Omia Mun, the Senior Foundation Librarian, and also the leading expert on the mule, and his period of power.
You flatter me, Darrell. How do you do, Anthor?
Gentlemen, be seated. Now, I've checked Dr. Anthor's brainwave pattern to the fifth level, and he has checked yours and mine, so we can rest assured that we are all who we say we are. Dr. Anthor.
Thank you, Dr. Darrell. Gentlemen,
For some time there's been speculation about the existence of the Second Foundation. And for those who accept that it does exist, speculation on its purpose and its effect, particularly with reference to ourselves. I have conclusive proof of its existence and its effect upon us.
Proof? Not to really say that.
Now, I'm an electroneurologist by training. I worked with Dr. Kleis until his death a few weeks ago. I was in charge of organizing the results of a survey that Dr. Kleis conducted, a survey on the brainwave patterns of the upper levels of our society. And Dr. Kleis himself died before the analysis had been completed. However, I completed the work as best I could, and it was during the analysis that I saw for myself what had so excited Kleis before his death. I brought this evidence with me in the form of copies of a dozen or so selected brainwave records, and I'll project them for you. The first four, they're all government officials on Anacreon. This is a psychological researcher from the University of Locris. That's an industrialist from Siwena. And the remainder, they're members of the provincial legislatures of Locris and Anacreon, Siwena, and Haven. Now, all these men and women have two things in common. Firstly, specialized knowledge of psychology. And secondly, well, this may be seen on the records themselves, and I'll ask Dr. Darrell to interpret them.
Well, the crucial area is there, in the Taurian secondary wave area. There's a quite distinctive plateau common to all of them.
What are we supposed to make of that?
I'm not sure. Even in amnesia, where there is suppression of this level, I've never seen anything like that. It's a complete absence, a removal.
Yes, I agree. With no sign of any physical surgery, no drug traces, we have clear evidence of the removal of part of the brain.
Ah. And you think this was done by the Second Foundation?
Well, I think we all do. We've all suspected something like this. Now we have the proof.
Dr. Antle, how widespread is this Second Foundation infiltration?
Well, in detail we don't know. But in general, it seems so far to be restricted to citizens of the outer worlds. Terminus itself seems to be still clean. Seems to be. But, gentlemen, all we can be sure of is that at this moment, we five are still ourselves. Those people whose brainwaves you saw are quite unaware that they're being controlled. Any one of us could be affected, probably quite suddenly, and be completely unaware of it.
Well, gentlemen, I'm just a librarian.
No.
Oh, well, maybe I am an expert on the mule, but really it's purely antiquarian interest. I'm quite out of my depth here, and I mean... I mean, this is dangerous. And I don't see what we can do about it. I mean, we can talk, but what can we do? Is there anything we can do?
Yes, Mon, there is. We can find out more about the Second Foundation.
But how? The mule spent the first 5 years of his rule searching for information. He failed.
We don't actually know why the mule suddenly abandoned his search, do we?
Because it was hopeless to go on. Because he failed.
What if he stopped because he succeeded?
What?
Succeeded?
The mule's palace on Kalgan is still completely intact, isn't it?
Yes.
Nobody's allowed to touch anything there, right?
Yes. It's a kind of shrine nowadays. The local people have all kinds of superstitious beliefs about it. Now, the
ever considered that the superstition that protects the place might have been arranged by the Second Foundation? What if the results of the mule's search are there in his palace? And what if they contain a clue, one clue, that we could use?
No, I hardly think
that
you'd
find... Look, it's possible, at least. We need to grasp every chance, no matter how slight.
You're suggesting a mission to Kalgan?
Yes, I am.
Who do you think should go, Antle?
Somebody with two qualifications. First, expert knowledge of the mule. And second, experience in searching through old documents.
Well, now, who could we... Oh... I see.
Antho.
What is it?
I'm sorry to wake you, but we've got a slight problem.
What? Well, Mun's on his way, isn't he?
That's the problem. He's on his way, but he's not alone. He's got a stowaway on board.
Well, who?
My daughter. I found this note in her room just now. Dear Father, just a note to tell you how much I'll miss you all the time I'm on vacation with Uncle Homier. Oh. I must say my new sound receiver worked well last night. Love, Arkady.
Now, what do we do?
Nothing. If we call Moon back now, he'll never agree to leave again. Oh. And assuming we're being watched somewhere by someone, it's better not to draw too much attention to ourselves by making a fuss.
That's true enough.
And Arkady's given us a way out, saying she's on vacation with her Uncle Homier.
Hmm. Well, she's your daughter.
Yes, she is. And she's very much like her mother was. But I think the least we can do is to tell Moon, don't you?
I should think he's well aware of the situation by now.
Mr. Moon, Uncle Homier, wake up now, wake up.
Hmm? Oh, good morning, Arkady.
Good morning, sleep well.
Oh, Arkady, what are you doing here?
I'm having a little holiday with you.
But
it's quite all right. Father knows all about it. I've left him a note and I just got his reply. It says, have a good time and best wishes to Uncle Homier, Father.
I'm not your uncle, Arkady. I'm nobody's uncle.
We can always pretend, Uncle Homer.
Oh, but this is outrageous. It was bad enough having to come here on my own, getting bundled on board and blasted into space. But now it's even worse.
Worse? But I'll look after you. Breakfast for a start.
Breakfast?
I made it just for you.
Oh, well...
Now you just relax and enjoy your holiday.
Guardian, may I speak with you?
You have solved our little problem with a plan?
No, Guardian, I have not. My analysis of the situation on the First Foundation has shown there are, in fact, two distinct problems.
Yes?
Firstly, the tendency of the most able men and women of the First Foundation to study psychology and the arts in preference to the physical sciences. They are clearly trying to make the First Foundation like ourselves, or as they imagine us to be.
Yes.
The action already taken, induced brain absences, the elimination of Dr. Kleis, and the continued infiltration, seems to be at least containing that problem. But the second problem, the economic stagnation, the enormous reduction in scientific research work, the fact that there have been no recent renewals of the defense fleet, is not being dealt with at all. The First Foundation is placing a growing reliance on our protection and are increasingly failing to look after themselves. We must do something to correct that trend.
What is your correction?
Guardian, I have considered your recommendation to cause minimal damage, but the only cure I can see is to create a limited war against the First Foundation.
I have been in power here a whole month now, Myrus.
Yes, Nigel.
Myrus, I am an ambitious man. Calgon was only the beginning.
Do
not interrupt matters of state, Kalia.
Oh, sorry, Pucci.
Look, Myrus, we have spent most of this month convincing everybody that I really am descended from the mule on his sister's side. So I do have a perfectly legitimate right to the throne.
It is widely accepted now, my lord, especially since my chance discovery of the old family tree.
Yes. So I have Calgon, right?
Yes, my lord.
I have a powerful fleet, right?
Yes, my lord.
Myrus, there's no point in having a well-armed fleet if you're not going to use it. It'll go rusty. So what I want you to do now is to have a good look over the galactic map and to pick out a short list of places we could conquer.
My lord Stettin, I... Won't that be wise, my lord?
It is what I want, therefore it is wise.
Poochie, I just want you to say that's exactly...
Will you please not interrupt me? Do not call me Poochie in public. I am the government of Calden, after all.
I'm sorry, Poochie, but honestly...
Kalia, go to your room and kneel down in front of the portrait of me over the bed. And spend the rest of the day practicing calling me Lord Stettin.
Right, I'm going. You don't think very much of my intelligence, do you?
I didn't marry you for your intelligence.
You didn't marry me at all, not legally.
I have publicly said you are my wife. Which makes it legal now.
It's not like a real old-fashioned wedding, although it's...
Kalia, go and do not bother me again. I need to consider my place in history.
Oh, Poochie.
Get out.
Poochie.
Get out.
I'm going.
Now, as I was saying... What was I saying?
You were telling me to find you a war, my lord.
Right! A war, conquest. That is what we need, Marius.
My lord.
In the last 3 or 4 years, how many lords of Calgon have you served, Marius?
11, my lord.
Exactly, I am number 12. Now, what did all the others lack, Myrus?
Well,
I tell you, aggression.
Yes, my lord.
They all tried to govern peacefully. So what this world needs is a war. We've got to distract them, Iris, entertain them. So you find me a war. Not too far away, either. I'll get no credit for smashing some little planet nobody ever heard of. And I want something within easy range of public Visicast coverage. Let the people see that I am the true heir of the mule.
But my lord, if...
Iris.
Quite so, my lord.
But Lord Stettin, we've got visitors.
Visitors who?
It's a nice little old man and his niece.
They're just a couple of troublesome tourists, my lord, from the Foundation.
Tourists? What are tourists doing in my palace?
My lord, I'll deal with them.
They're not tourists. They're histological researchers. Poochie, they want to look round the mule's old palace, so they thought they'd better come and ask your permission.
Bring them here.
My lord.
Thank you for seeing us, my lord Stettin.
What do you want in the mule's palace?
Just to study, my lord.
And you?
Oh, I've just come for the holiday, my lord, with my uncle.
Oh, be nice to them, Poochie, isn't she a pretty little girl?
Yes, she is. Not so little either. She's beautiful. What's your name, young lady?
Lady Kalia, I believe you have just made a fundamental error.
Look, look, Lady Kalia. Isn't this the most beautiful gown you ever saw?
What there is of it. A bit revealing, don't you think?
Oh, no. It's my first woman's gown, Lady Kalia. For the first time in my life, I'm being treated like a woman and not like a little girl.
Mm-hmm. Lord Stettin gave it to you, did he?
Yes, and the jewels.
Mm-hmm. Arkady, I'm going to give you some advice. Don't believe everything Lord Stettin says.
But he hasn't said anything. He's just given me these beautiful presents.
Look, I don't know much about fishing, but the way you catch a fish is with a hook. But first you bait the hook. The fish takes the bait and the hook takes the fish. You see, Arkady, I'm not very bright. Most things I'm not interested in. Stettin's interested in war, all right, I don't mind. I'm just interested in Stettin. In keeping him. So war's all right, but if he gets too interested in you...
Lady Kalia, I'm not in love with Lord Stettin.
Well, it's not exactly love I was talking about, however. Subject closed, yes?
Yes.
Yes. Mulling in the old palace again, is he?
In the library there, yes.
Well, it's beyond me what he finds so fascinating in there, all those dusty old films. Do you understand it, Arkady?
Oh, yes. It is very important.
Well, I know I'm rather slow on the uptake, but how? I mean, could you explain it to me in words of one syllable?
Well, I'll try.
And, of course, Pucci, I couldn't really understand most of what she was talking about.
Well, she is intelligent as well as beautiful. And young.
Yes, Pucci, quite. But anyway, I did struggle to keep up with her, and I found out one thing that I thought you might be interested in.
Hmm?
Well, she was explaining how it was that Mon was trying to find some clues about something called the Second Foundation.
She is wasting his time. There is no such thing.
Well, that's what I thought, but I didn't like to say anything. Anyway, what was interesting was that Arkady mentioned just in passing that because people on Terminus thought this Second Foundation thing would protect them, they didn't bother much with self-defense anymore.
Mm. So?
Well, I may be stupid, but I thought, well, if my Pucci wants somebody weak to conquer and he doesn't want to have to travel too far, well, the Foundation seems like a good target. Well, of course, it's probably just another of my silly ideas. I don't know why I mentioned it, really, Pucci. I'm terribly sorry.
The mule conquered the first Foundation.
Did he?
And he did not have much trouble with it either. The second Foundation myth did not stop him.
Oh, well, maybe it is worth thinking about.
Maybe it is. You have heard of history repeating itself. Akalia, you are not just a pretty face after all.
Oh, Pucci, couldn't we get married, please? I mean, a proper wedding.
Wedding? Akalia, I have a war to fight. I have plans to make. I have a world to conquer. Mun, come forward.
My lord, I requested this audience because, well, I've just had an urgent message asking me to go home.
Your requests are no longer of any importance here.
Oh, but it was an urgent message.
Mun, do you think I'd let you just go back to the Foundation now, you, a spy?
Well, but what?
You are a spy, Mun.
Oh, but my lord...
You came here disguised as an ineffectual, foolish little man.
But I wasn't fooled for a minute, Mun.
I knew you were an agent of the Foundation all the time.
Oh.
Now the penalty for espionage against my royal self is death.
Oh.
But in your case, I'm going to be lenient, Mun. In return for your help, I am going to allow you to live.
My lord, you... What kind of help?
You are the leading galactic expert on the late and great mule, are you not?
Yes, but I...
Do you know what reincarnation is, Mun?
Oh, yes. It is a primitive superstition concerning...
Mun, you see before you conclusive proof of reincarnation.
Hmm?
I have experienced a revelation. It has been revealed to me that I, Stettin the First, am not merely the heir to the mule... Mun, I am the mule. I am the reincarnation of the mule. What do you think of that, Mun?
I am struggling to see what this has got to do with me, my lord.
I am the reincarnation of the mule, so I need to find out something about him. The kind of clothes he wore, the way he looked, the way he spoke. Everything.
You mean you want to copy the mule?
Not copy! Be!
But, well, if I was able to give you advice, could we go back to the Foundation then?
You could, perhaps. If it still exists when I have finished with it.
Oh.
But the girl stays here.
Oh.
That was the other part of my revelation. She is going to be my empress. Empress of the Second Galactic Empire.